My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. This morning I thought we might speak a little bit about the Olympics, since that was the big event in August. And I'd like to just share with you a little bit about the Danes and the Danish performance in the Olympics. We naturally here in this country are focused on the performance of our American athletes, and that's quite appropriately so. But, of course, you can imagine for a country of 5.5 million people, not even twice the population of the state of Iowa, the fact that their Olympians, and they sent over 100, about 117 athletes to London, and they did very well. They won 2 gold medals, 4 silver medals, and 3 bronze medals. The 9 medals putting them in the upper top 15% of countries winning medals, and particularly for a small country, you can imagine that that created a great deal of pride. Also, it gives them bragging rights in Scandinavia, because they had more medals than the other Scandinavian and Nordic countries, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Finland. So as you can imagine, like rivals in adjacent states, this was an important event. Well, the participation in the Olympics, as one would guess, sailing and rowing plays a role in that, and bicycling. So the 2 gold medals that were won by the Danes were, one was in men's lightweight double sculls, that's a rowing, and the names were Mads Rasmussen and Rasmus Kvist. And then the other gold medal was won in track cycling, the racing around the track by Lasse Norman. I kind of enjoy these names because they could be athletes from here in the Atlantic, Elkhorn, Kimmelden, Exira, Ottobin, Harlan area. The 4 silver medals were won by were won in sculls again and sailing, but also in skeet shooting and men's doubles badminton. Anders Golding, Fie Udby Eriksen, Jonas Høy Christensen, Matthias Bu, and Carsten Mogensen all won silver medals. And then the 3 bronze medals that were won, one was in mixed doubles in badminton. Christina Peterson and Joachim Fischer won a bronze medal there. And in men's lightweight rowing, that's 4 rowers in a scull, Eskild Ebbesen, Jakob Barsu, Morten Jorgensen, and Kasper Jorgensen took the bronze medal in that event. And then finally in partner sailing, and the Danes have typically done well in sailing, Peter Lang and Allan Norgaard won the bronze medal in that event. So the Danes were very, very proud of their performance, as was the royalty. And actually, Her Majesty Queen Margrethe II was in London. They had sailed the royal yacht over to London, and it was berthed there in East London. And the Queen did host a number of events, both for the Danish athletes, but also for British Olympic officials on the yacht. And then finally, His Royal Highness Crown Prince Frederick also carried the torch there in London before the lighting of the Olympic flame in the arena there in London. And so the Danes were great participants in the Olympics, and much has been made in Denmark of the performance there in the London Olympics. I thought it might be kind of interesting to, as I said, we of course celebrate so much the American participation, the fact that the United States won more medals than any other country, but it's also fun to learn how maybe some of the smaller countries like Denmark did, and with the association of this area with Denmark, there's a kind of tie there. So, thank you very much.